coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Thrash or gash, nobody rides for free.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
That's still thrash.
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie has been rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of Huntsville Home Video. My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. How are you?
What's up, dudes? I'm great.
What's up, dudes? last week, emotional week, we were talking about Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. We were remembering the late, great Kevin Conroy. And yeah. We said at the end of the episode, we're going to be happier. We're going to be a little more upbeat.
Yeah.
This week.
Thank God.
But Leanne Foster, I come before you today.
Oh, no. Are you going to be a whiny bitch again?
I might be.
I shouldn't have said that. I don't want to tear you down. It was a lot. It was a lot.
There might be some tears on this one, too.
What?
Because
who died?
No one. No, I mean, well, like hundreds and millions of people. But like,
okay, now I don't care. Now I don't care if you're emotionally distraught.
I believe you will because this news today, you know how much this is going to affect me. Gary Oldman.
Oh, no.
Has said, thinking about hanging it up.
Thank God.
You fucking. Nope.
You know, that's not real. You know, that was just for shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
That's you're making me want to hit you. You're making me do it.
When do I not, bro?
You're giving me a reason.
No.
Gary Oldman talking about hanging it up. And I had a mini heart attack because a friend of mine posted the link on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that you think of when you see someone's picture,
a celebrity photo, and is it that, says, oh, they've died.
It starts out, legendary actor Gary Oldman. I'm like, oh,
he's dead.
Oh, fuck.
He's dead.
He's
dead.
I think I would have ended it right there.
Oh, like, no.
I would have found the nearest bus and walked in front of it.
I'd have been sitting here waiting on you.
Yep.
Like a child waiting for their parent.
Yeah.
When's Jack going to come? I'm sure it'll be any minute now.
Oh, you didn't hear about Gary Oldman?
Legendary DJ. Oh, no.
Fuck.
Legendary what? DJ jumps in front of bus. Gary Oldman made me do it. I'd have known right then.
First off,
I'd have been sitting there going, he's not going to make it.
We need to pump the brakes on legendary first and foremost.
You're legendary to me.
Aww,
that's all that matters.
Thanks, fam.
Did I save myself after that good riddance comment?
But yeah, Gary Oldman thinking about hanging it up. He was talking in a recent interview. He's done everything.
He's done everything.
He's currently on a Apple Plus show and he's committed to that for another season. And he's like, honestly, after this character, I mean, I would be okay with being done.
I mean, honestly, you should wish him well with that. He's given you a plethora of amazing performances.
Oh, I'm aware.
And I can't wait to see how good he is as a normal human being.
And he's going to be better at it than all of us.
100%.
Mm-hmm. He's a better actor than everybody. Mm-hmm. And he will be a better civilian than everybody.
He's a better retired person than anybody else has ever retired.
Be like, as far as you and I being regular old pieces of shit, Gary Oldman is going to be a better regular old piece of shit.
I believe in him. I believe in his abilities.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Gary, you're sitting around on the couch. You know, you got like your fucking shirt. It's not even, it's like slob-like.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to admit, Gary, like you do that better than me.
Man, slob looks good on you, sir.
I'm like, are you acting like a slob? Are you trying to get in the mindset? He's like, no, dude, I'm just retired.
Yeah.
He's like, he said, I don't want to be active at 80. I was like,
we should give him. How old is Gary Oldman?
He's 65, 66.
Oh, he should keep going a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, Harrison Ford's still out there.
Oh, boy.
I love Harrison Ford.
On a quick side note, I think we might have a very Huntsville-centric interest in the new Indiana Jones movie.
Really?
Because news has come out about the next Indiana Jones flick.
Yeah.
And it takes place in 1969.
Sure.
And
they're de-aging him.
Yeah, I read that today. They're de-aging him. But it's also, so Mads Mikkelsen is going to, yeah, Mads Mikkelsen is in it.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
And he is going to be playing a character who is either or is very influenced by one Nazi scientist that we have a connection to here in Huntsville.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Ah, Von Braun.
Uh-huh.
It's technically Von Braun, but we say Von Braun.
We do, because we're uneducated swine.
Because we're dumb fucks.
Yep. but yeah, so that might be something to look forward to.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. I like that we're fighting Nazis again.
Yeah, in space.
I love a Nazi. They're a great villain.
This is true. They are history's best villain.
Oh, my God, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, wow. There, we got our news out of the way.
That's exciting.
At the top of the episode, and now we can get into our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah. Programming?
Programming.
Don't you dare. You can say program, all right. But you can't say programming.
So at the end of last week's episode, we decided to, we still kept it nostalgic for my childhood. We wanted to talk about a movie that kind of influenced my love of skateboarding for a brief time. A movie called Thrashin',
baby. Not thrashing.
No.
Thrashin' with an apostrophe.
Yeah, like why? What's thrashing?
Sounds ridiculous. That's not how they say it out there in Venice Beach.
Nah, bro.
Nah. That's not how they say it in L.A.
What are you doing? Just thrashing, brah.
Thrashing, brah.
Not to be confused with another movie of the time. You know how Hollywood loves to do their like-minded movies? You have your multiple asteroid movies,
Volcano Inferno, movies. All that bullshit, yeah.
Around the same time, there was a BMX movie came out they call Rad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that was just about R.A.D., like no apostrophes.
Oh.
Nothing.
You can't.
No.
You could call it Radden.
You could call it Radden.
But they didn't. They missed the boat on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, skateboards way cooler than BMX bikes. And Thrashin', a much better movie than Rad.
Skateboards are cooler than BMX bikes, but I will say BMX is fun too.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll watch Rad one day soon.
No.
No? Okay.
I'm good, bruh.
Are you good?
I'm good with the thrash, bruh.
Maybe you're saying that because, thrashing was such a disappointment to you. It was such a piece of shit. Or maybe you're saying that because thrashing was so good that you don't think anything else of that ilk.
I don't need any more.
Well, you need none more because you know it's not going to be rad.
Correct.
It's not going to be bad with two Ds.
God. How dumb.
Oh, man, the 80s were such a good time.
Mm.
So much day glow, so much neon. Mm.
Yeah.
Weird way to write S's. Like, there was a lot of that in the 90s.
A weird way 80s. To write an S?
Yeah. Like there was just, like, weird S's. Everyone had to put a funky spin on an S.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the 80s.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the 80s had a different S.
Yeah, like everyone in my elementary school like did a weird take. They even do it in this movie where they write the ramp locals on their band and they write their dude writes his S like a 5.
Are you talking about this thing? This wasn't an S.
No, I'm not talking about that. No. I know what you're talking. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That wasn't it. Kudos that you could still knock that out.
Like, oh, my God. I think about that thing, like, all the time.
And what's funny is everyone that's listening right now that cannot see what you just drew, like, they knew exactly what you drew.
That's why I didn't even take the time to describe it, because I knew everybody knew where I was going with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top marks. but no, we're gonna get into this movie today. We're going to talk about the 80s, talk about some skateboarding. Talk about some young ass Josh Brolin.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do that
young
today.
Ass.
Young ass,
tan ass,
man, fucking thirst over there.
Skating ass,
skating,
thrashing ass.
Fucking young Josh Brolin gets you worked up.
I mean, old Josh Brolin gets me worked up.
Also true.
He's a beautiful boy.
Yeah, never been an unattractive fella.
I didn't care for him. What was the movie I didn't care for him in? True Grit. He was a goof in True Grit.
That's right.
I was like, eh, that's pushing it. But
and they even tried to like ugly him up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I would hesitate, but you know,
still would.
I'd still thrash.
Yeah. I so hope that thrash has entered your lexicon.
I think it has. ass.
You're
gonna get it on the air next.
Yeah, you're gonna be like working that into your on-air content.
Oh my god,
you're gonna have a salesperson come to you with a spec spot. And you're like, this ain't very thrashing, bro. And you're gonna say it with such sincerity
that people won't question it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
You're like, oh fuck, it's right. I mean, it isn't thrashing. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm sorry I bother you with this. I'm just actually going to go ahead and put in my 2-week notice because I clearly do not thrash.
I don't thrash well.
And you know what? I've realized what a mistake I've made with my life.
You know what? I'm just going to go home. Like, the thrash is off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thrashing's off. Thrash is real off
it's
today.
Real off right now. Yeah. So I'm just going to go thrash elsewhere.
This thrash, about a 4 out of 10.
Subpar thrash.
That's a subpar thrash. Wow, that's the name of my debut album right there. Subpar Thrash.
Subpar Thrash.
Fuck. So let's see what you thought about this movie, which now right off the record, I was like, I didn't think you were going to like this one.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be one of those movies where you're just like, fucking what?
Sure.
Because we've had quite a few of those.
We have not had a lot.
No.
Compared to the good thrashes, but
right.
We've had a couple.
But in 129 episodes, we have had a couple.
We've had our low points.
What the fuck is that? What is this? You bring this to my table, you expect me, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So let's find out if today was one of those movies, Leanne Foster. What, pray tell, did you think about thrashing?
This movie is shit and I loved it. I don't even know how to defend myself on this one. It's a terrible movie. It's ridiculous. But I literally could watch it all day. I loved it.
Yes.
It was so ridiculous.
Right?
I mean, it was just nothing more than a slight Romeo and Juliet and fucking West Side Story mixed in with skateboarding.
Uh-huh.
But I fucking loved it.
Right?
Like, I don't know that I'll ever just watch it again, but holy shit, if I ever see it, I'll be like, fucking thrashing, and I turn it on.
Shit, yeah, you will.
I had a blast watching this stupid-ass movie. I think because it was just the perfect amount of ridiculous.
It was. Like, I still like this movie, but not for the reasons I liked it in 1986.
Right.
In 1986, I'm like, those are the coolest motherfuckers that will ever live.
Exactly.
And now I'm like, look at those lame motherfuckers in this awesome movie.
All of them.
All of them.
Like, apparently I could sit and watch people skateboard all day long.
Uh-huh.
Like, 100. And there's just so much of it. And I love the shots. I love the cameras on the skateboards. I love every minute of it, man.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this had to be such a fun movie to make.
Right.
Like, it was so great. Like,
yeah.
What a jam.
Like, do you see how a 9-year-old
Oh, my God. A young, impressionable brain would have had a field day with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'd have seen it at your age when you saw it, I'd have been like, all right, I'm going to get my fat ass on a skateboard.
Yep.
Like, I'd have been ready to roll, son.
And that's what I did. I got my lanky ass on a skateboard. I was thrashing.
Thrashing. Yeah.
And then I got thrashed. I was like, oh, apparently this requires some manner of skill.
Like, oh, this is a little tougher than they made it look in the movie.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Nobody threw nails down and I still wrecked. What?
And also, like, now keep in mind, like, dudes in this movie, they're out skating, they're thrashing, they're doing their things. You know, you really only see them with, like, knee pads and elbow pads and helmets when they're on, like, the half pipe or they're doing big race at the end.
Right.
Like, every other time when they're just around, you know, like, medium thrashing, they don't, you know, it's like fucking nothing, right?
Right.
And, like, everyone in my town, every kid around my age, you know, had to have a skateboard. That was the fucking coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Coolest mode of travel in the 80s was a skateboard. Like, I don't...
Coolest transpo.
Yeah.
Did you hate that?
I did. I did, but I also kind of loved it.
That's going to be canon now.
I hate what you've done to me.
You use a lot of abreaves. You do. Like, more than you've ever done in your life, I guarantee it.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's all your
point
fault.
That out.
It's all your fault.
It is. Like, I usually try not to take credit for things, but I'll fucking take credit for that.
I also hated it because mode of transpo could have been used in this movie. Like, it would have fit. It was of the time.
It was. Yeah.
God bless. Mm. But like all the kids in my town, everyone had their skateboards doing their things. Some obviously better than others. Some mm-hmm. would just like ride around. Some would just do some fucking cool tricks. But if you were the kid that was on your skateboard all padded up, you were a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you fucking dweeb.
I was surprised to see them with helmets and elbow pads at certain times of the movie.
Right.
I was actually. Because I was like, oh, I thought those were the geeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, those were the bitches of thrash.
Oh, nice pocket protector, queer.
Yeah.
Like, that's not very thrashing.
That's not very thrashing.
That's not how you do it.
The thrash is off, my man.
Oh, thrash is so off. Now, you briefly mentioned last week that you did have a little bit of skateboarding knowledge with your boy Bam Margera. You watched a lot of his stuff.
I loved
stuff.
Bam.
Did you watch a lot of that, like, CKY crew?
I didn't, because they did that before Jackass, didn't they?
Yeah.
I never went back and watched that shit, but I watched their skate. I mean, they did it through the show and in the movies. And then, of course, on Viva La Bam. Mm-hmm. So that's really where I watched a lot of it.
So that's where you're skateboarding.
I mean, what knowledge? I know what an ollie is, I think.
Yeah.
360, I assume you do a full circle.
Correct.
Half pipe, know what those are.
Yeah, you know, okay, you know what a half pipe is.
You know, yeah. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Grind plates, you get some grind plates, you know those
are? Don't know what the fuck that is. I might know what that is if I was shown or told.
Basically just like metal that you put on the bottom of your skateboard so you can slide down shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I also used to watch Rob Dyrdek.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember Robin Big?
Yeah.
Do you remember that show? Yeah, I used to watch him skateboard too.
Didn't Big die?
He did, which is sad.
That is sad.
I loved that show.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Well, predating all of that was Thrasher magazine. That was the skateboarding magazine of the time.
Okay.
I had a lot of like Tony Hawk fucking shit ripped out of that magazine, put on my wall.
Oh my God. Tony Hawk was the guy.
Tony Hawk has never not been awesome.
He's so cool. Like in any time, like he still is like around and doing things. And it's like, that's fucking Tony Hawk. Mm-hmm. Like every time I'm like, Tony fucking Hawk.
There's an HBO documentary on him that just came out this year. Called Until the Wheels Fall Off, and it's spectacular. Oh, it is number one.
I'm writing
one.
That down. I didn't know that.
And like he's skating in that, like still trying to do the wild, crazy shit that he did in the days of his youth, the kind of shit that got him into record books and all this and that. Like in the documentary, there's like a scary fucking moment where he just biffs it on a half pipe and concusses himself.
Oh,
like breaks his femur.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was just like, bro, you're like in your 50s. You got to stop. But that's why the documentary is called Until the Wheels Fall Off.
Right.
Someone says that.
Your feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just that love of skateboarding, because it is a culture. Like
right.
Still to this day, like the people that grew up with it in the 80s, some of it, like myself, we just hold on to it nostalgically. Other people still live that fucking lifestyle, and they will until the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, like it's a femur.
Right. Until your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine breaking your femur?
No.
My God.
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
Don't wanna.
Never.
Broke a hand once. That's fucking. Broke my jaw once. That's not fun.
Ooh.
But like a femur? Nah.
Can you imagine that thing snapping?
Oh.
Ugh.
Ah. You ever see a UFC fight where someone goes to throw a kick and it gets checked? You know how you check a kick?
Uh-uh.
Okay. This is the most dude shit. If you.
Oh, that whole scene is the most dude shit.
So if someone goes to throw a kick, like say like a leg kick, like they kick you in the thigh.
Okay.
To basically like,
ow.
Yeah. And so like what it's meant to do is just weaken your thigh. So like if you're a fighter that throws a lot of kicks,
mm-hmm.
kick you in the thigh, you can't throw that kick as hard, right?
Okay.
Well, so you can check a kick. Mm-hmm. And the way you check it is when someone throws that kick, you just lift your leg up and your leg meets their leg, shin bone on shin bone.
Oh,
like Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys, they will for like hours a day take these insanely dense rods and just up and down their shin to strengthen their shin and their femurs.
How does that strengthen a bone? I don't understand.
Like it just calcifies shit.
Oh my God.
And so there
drink
have been,
orange juice.
There have been multiple UFC fights where someone goes to check a kick and the dude that threw the kick breaks their leg on the other dude's leg.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And you see that happen in real time, and the bitch of it is, like, you've already thrown the kick. All right.
Can you imagine the sound? I'm trying to think of what sounds like.
You can find a collection of vids on YouTube.
You know how, like, when deers get their antlers hung up? I feel like that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Just bone, just.
It's so, like, if you throw a kick and it has, like, a little bit of a, like, a, you know, like a smack to it, like, that's not as bad because it's you know, it's hitting muscle or whatever.
Skin,
it's like skin.
Tissue.
But when you just hear, like, a deep kind of dull. Like that's when you know the shit hurts. And so there's like some of these fights where the dude, like, he'll throw that kick and, you know, the legs connect and now the leg is broken. And I'm sure you realize it, but you're already in the process of, like, bringing the leg back, and then they put it all the weight on it.
All their weight on
and
it.
And it's so grisly. I've seen some skateboarding injuries do the exact same thing, and it's fucking wild.
Damn. Oh, that hurts me.
Yeah.
That just makes me feel gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a weak stomach or anything like that, but holy shit, dude.
Yeah. It's fucking
That's
wild.
A rough one.
Yeah. And even in the 80s when you know, everyone's fucking thrashing, you saw some of those injuries. I've seen friends fall off boards and break wrists, break jaws. You know, just wild shit, but I still couldn't wait to get back on it.
Right.
And I even took some nasty fucking spills. I had a friend, and I think I've told this story before, who was much better at skateboarding and rollerblading than me. He kind of, like, got me more into that as we got older and, like, into high school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always say, like, he'd do these fucking tricks and flips and grind off of shit and jump off of shit.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, that's pretty fucking wild. I can't do that. And he's just like, dude, it's 90% fear, 10% skill. Those words are ingrained in my brain to this day. That's still kind of how I live my life in regards to a lot of thing. It's just, it's 90% fear, 10% skill.
I just got that Mike Shinoda song in my head.
Right? Yeah. No, it turns out it's a lot more skill than that.
It's a lot more skill than that.
Yeah. It's a bit more. Probably in the neighborhood of like 40 to 50% skill.
You know, so you got hurt bad. Like,
yeah, I've been hurt, like, quite a few times on skateboards.
Did you break anything skateboarding?
I broke my hand twice. One time from skateboarding, I broke I fucked up my knee really bad rollerblading. Not roller skating.
Rollerblading.
That's for dweebs.
Yeah. Do you know that? So I didn't have a skateboard, and I didn't have rollerblades. But I had roller skates one time. Did I ever tell you my roller skate story?
I don't think so.
Okay, so my roller skate story is very simple. We had roller skate day at school.
Okay.
I was probably in the first grade, maybe. So my mom bought me some roller skates, the ones with the four wheels like a car. White roller skates. They have blue wheels. I will never forget that.
All right.
So I never roller skated before in my life. So my mom bought me these roller skates for roller skate day, and I go in, blah, 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 and it's time to roller skate. So I put my roller skates on. I finally get up, and I get out on the parking lot, and there's a dip.
Oh, shit.
And I start going down this dip. And your girl big always, so she got some momentum behind her. And then I crashed.
Oh, no.
I fell into the hedges, and then I crashed. Okay? So what did dramatic Lily do? She takes her skates off while she's crying. I march into my teacher and I go, here, give these to my mother and tell her to put them in a yard sale. And that was the end of Lily's skating career.
That is some Leanne Foster shit right
that
there.
That is some first grade Lily shit.
I like that you had the, you know, the presence of mind to aim for the bushes.
I mean, that was all that was over there.
Yeah.
Bonk. But they're like those hard hedges like we used to have out here.
Oh,
so it's
sure.
Like you didn't fall into them. Like you hit them and then bounced onto the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, as I'm sure you learned in that experience, and as I have experienced many times, like when you know you're in the midst of a fall,
right?
There's no more, like it happens so quickly, but it feels like it's happening forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took forever for me to get onto the ground. Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Yep. Nobody thought to teach young child how to figure out the stoppers at the front. And I'm like, if I'm already headed downhill, how do I stop? I don't. Didn't get it.
Yeah, that's like a skateboard. You just hop off it.
Right. Yeah. Nope, can't hop off these motherfuckers.
Or you could be jettisoned off of it, as is the case sometimes.
Oh, there's a lot of that happening in this movie,
too. Oh, there sure is.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my only Roland story.
All right.
That's my only story of thrash.
I mean, there was still a fair bit of thrash.
There was a little bit. And tell you what, them hedges was thrash, man.
Oh, fuck. They thrashed them arms up.
Full thrash, honey.
I still, like, much like you remembered, you know, the details of your first pair of roller skates, I still remember my very first skateboard.
Okay.
Let me try to paint the picture here for you.
Yeah, so it was
black and neon green.
Fuck, I love black and neon green together.
Right?
Big fan.
It was, it had a neon green trim all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
It was black. Or no, I'm sorry. It was the grip tape on the front and back was black, and then it was neon green in the middle, and on the bottom was a fucking neon Grim Reaper.
Oh, that screams Jack Spade.
That is the most 9-year-old Jack Spade shit ever. I vividly remember at 9 years old wanting to make sure I saved that skateboard because that was going to be my first tattoo.
This all checks. This all fucking checks.
And I would be that kid that fucking it, like if you had like a belt on or something, you would hang if you weren't on your skateboard, if you were walking and you weren't carrying your skateboard, you'd hook it to like a belt loop.
Yeah.
I did that shit.
Of course.
I was that guy. I was that kid.
Yeah.
And I was never good at it. I could, like I said, I had the most basic bitch trick set down, like the day one shit.
Right.
Everyone, like, as soon as you get a skateboard, here's your manual of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all I could muster.
Right.
I could do like an occasional, like, not even a full, like, rail slide.
Uh huh.
But it's like, okay, that's what I got. Anyway, fucking gun, we'll go thrash over here. We'll take my skateboard up to Video Land and rent thrashing again.
I'm going to grab onto a bus. Give me the rest of the
I
way.
Never did that.
Oh, man.
Because also,
like, that'd be so fun.
Also, we didn't really have like a good bus system in Fargo. There wasn't really a lot of places to go.
Well, that thrashing. Place wasn't supposed to be inhabited.
I mean, it's also true.
So,
and you could only go out skateboarding for like 2 months out of the year anyway.
Jesus Christ, what a wasteland.
I know.
Why didn't you just take the wheels off and slide with it on the snow?
Well, when snowboarding became super huge, I was like, I'm going to give that a try. But there was really nowhere to snowboard. We had one quote-unquote sledding hill, which was like here. We wouldn't even register that as like a bump.
That place sucks.
It sure does. Thank you to everyone in Fargo who continues to listen.
Preach.
To Huntsville Home Video. Yeah.
Fucking move.
Well, I'm super glad that you enjoyed thrashing.
Dude,
for the dog shit that it is.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I kept comparing it for some reason to Warriors.
Holy shit! That was my one note on this movie. I was like, if Leanne fucking likes this movie but doesn't like Warriors, I'm going to be like, WTF.
My notes, it's like the Warriors, but it's way more entertaining. I said what I said.
Damn it. Fuck.
It is. I literally thought of that the whole time. I'm like, this is just the same. It's the same shit. Like, especially when the other gang, when the daggers come out, you know, and how they're dressed. I'm like, this is the Warriors.
Uh-huh.
But I'm so entertained.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Now, I may have given it away already, but between the daggers and like the ramp locals, which do you think my fashion style was more influenced by in 86?
Well, I don't see you wearing vests like the daggers.
Okay, you were right.
Okay.
I was a bright boy.
You were a bright boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bright colors in the days of my youth.
Right. Like we wear a lot of black. now.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, I don't see you coordinating your outfit with other people.
Mm-mm.
So I don't see that being a thing.
Nope.
I don't see you wearing denim on your chest.
No, no. In fact, like when I, you know, when I mentioned the colors of my first skateboard, those were the colors of my clothes.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of, I mean, there were a lot of skulls because they, like, in the skate culture, there was just a lot of skull mm-hmm. iconography.
Yeah.
And so that was on a lot of things. Skateboard and skeletons were the coolest fucking thing.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of neon, a lot of day glow in my collection.
Yeah. I didn't see you. I didn't see you being a dagger.
No, not at all. Like
the name's cool, but nothing else.
A very bright wardrobe for someone that doesn't go to the beach.
True.
And now, if I looked back at that kid, I'd be like, you fucking poser.
I mean, nah. You were being a kid, man. You were being the coolest kid you knew how to be with your skateboard on your side.
Man.
With your skateboard on your hip.
Honestly, if there was one thing in this world that I wished I was better at, it would have been skateboarding.
Really?
Like, I wanted so badly to be good. Mm-hmm. At that, like, to be better than good. I wanted to be like on the X Games growing up. Like, that would have been.
It's the coolest of the cool.
It is so fucking cool.
I mean, if dudes skate, it's just like, wow, Avril Lavigne wrote a song about you.
So my buddy that, you know, got me the 90% fear, 10% skill guy, he, you know, he is now, like, he's older than me by a few years. He's got like nieces and nephews and stuff, and they, you know, like, oh, it's fucking Uncle Brandon or whatever, you know, like they'll hang out with them, and you know, but there's still that level of like, oh, you're still kind of like an old man, like you're a dweeb or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like a few years ago, he was at like one of his nephew's birthday parties or whatever, and he got a skateboard, and he's like, oh, let me take a look at that. And his old ass got on there, fucking trick, flip, flop,
yeah.
Did all the shit. Every 9-year-old's jaw just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Uncle Brandon is thrashing.
He's thrashing.
Because that's it. No matter how old or young you are, if mm-hmm. you're on a fucking skateboard and you can do shit on it, you are cool as fuck.
You're cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Yeah.
Remember in the 90s when, like, Bill Clinton went on Arsenio Hall and played saxophone?
Yeah.
If whoever he was running up against, I forget at this point, Bob Dole maybe, or George Bush, I think, in that first election, whatever.
Yeah, the first election was Father Bush.
Father Bush would have got on a skateboard, fucking, I'm voting for Thrashing Bush.
He'd have had a second term.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker would have had a second term.
Also, Thrashing Bush sounds so awesome.
Bro, I missed that. You said Thrashing Bush?
I did, yeah. Bro, what do you want to do now? Let's go out and thrash some bush.
Let's thrash some bush.
God Jesus. Damn.
I mean, have fun.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, let's get into thrashing. Maybe some more nostalgia will come up.
Oh, man. I mean, there's not much substance here, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it. So I love how it starts with a dream of skateboarding.
Right.
Like, to really show, like, to really sell the character of Corey, like, skateboard is life, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Thrashing is life. But he's dreaming about
that fucking song, that opening song.
Dude, the music throughout this movie was amazing.
I'm going to blow your mind right here.
Blow it.
You know who sings the theme song to Thrashing?
No.
Meatloaf.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking, that was Meatloaf.
No shit.
Thrashing, USA.
Fucking
Meatloaf.
Every time I hear about Meatloaf, I get fascinated. Like, I can't say that I'm, oh, I hope people don't get mad at me for this. I've not really listened to Meatloaf.
I mean, there's still time.
But there's
also a lot of movies you haven't watched.
There's also a lot of movies I haven't watched.
So does this mean we have to start,
back the fuck off?
Does this mean we have to start a Meatloaf podcast?
Please no.
We'll listen to a different.
I mean, I can't actually cook meatloaf.
We'll listen to a different Meatloaf song every week, and we'll critique it. We'll talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Huntsville Home Meatloaf.
You know, one of my favorite, my dad's favorite jokes is National Hump Day. Don't let your meatloaf or some. No, wait, is that what? Oh, it's National Sex Day. Don't let your meatloaf. That's what it was. It's a dumb little joke, but it makes me laugh every time. Anyways, okay.
Thrashing.
So he wakes up to that brown alarm clock that everyone had.
Oh, my God.
Like, we had it in our home. Everybody had that alarm clock.
It was standard issue.
It was the standard digital alarm clock, right?
Nee, 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 nee.
Yes! it haunts my dreams. So the 80s music plays while he gets ready for his skate comp. Or actually, he's going to visit his buddies. He's going to stay with his buddies in L.A., right?
Yep.
For the summer, because there's a skateboard competition and all that shit. And I love that he packs up. Parents back then didn't tell you goodbye. They just left you notes and they were like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Gives him money. He skates off the roof to leave, which I loved.
Fuck.
So great. I'm like, that's so thrashing.
It is so thrashing.
It is so thrashing.
Just find shit and skate off of it.
Now, my question here is, did Brolin skate for this movie? Like, how much did he do?
In some of the scenes, yeah. Like, I mean, you can clearly see a stunt double in like a lot of the half pipe shots.
Right.
It's like any time when he's like landing with his back to the camera, you're like, that ain't him.
Right. Yeah. If there's a slight angle, you know it's not. So he goes and he skates for like this whole song until he finally makes it to his buddies, right? And what a sweet setup. Like, he's going to stay with his buddies and he gets to stay in the camper outside the house.
Fuck yeah.
I'm like, he's fucking living, bro.
Hell yeah.
He's got his own camper. This is legit, right?
Fucking not like 7-8-year-old Jack Spade watching that going, man, this is what the future is going to be like. It's going to be great.
Right.
He's so fucking good.
I'm gonna be there with my friends and I'm just gonna stay in the camper and then like we're gonna fucking thrash all day.
Oh man.
We're gonna build a ramp and we're gonna thrash.
Fuck, what do we got planned for like noon today? Oh, we're thrashing, bro.
Yeah. Thrash all day, every day.
God damn it.
I mean,
so much better.
I mean, I love it now. I'm like, God, I wish that could have been a real life. And then like I can't imagine being a young kid being like, this would be real.
Right?
Right? Mm-hmm. So he gets there to his buddies. We get our pads on and our helmets, and then we fucking skate. And they build the ramp, and then they skate, right? Have you skated a lot of those ramps, like done a lot of that? The half pipe? Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No?
I've been on, like, a scaled-down version of that.
Okay.
But nothing to that degree.
Nothing to that degree.
No.
That shit where they have somebody skating back and forth in the middle, and then the other one's looping over top of them, that is so fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch. So our boys head out then to skate in, I think it's Venice Beach. I think it's Venice. And then we meet our other skater gang, the Daggers.
The Daggers.
And I love them coming over that hill, right? And they've got their jean vests on and their leather hats. Like, the shit's amazing. And this is when I went, this is Warriors. I was like, this is fucking Warriors.
God,
man.
I wanted to be in a skateboard gang so bad. I tried to start one.
Right. And like this place that they go is fucking Dagger territory.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just wanted to be in something that had their own territory.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, they skated on the wrong side of the half pipe over there.
Oh.
Hey.
Hello. That joke really thrashed, man.
Yeah, it wasn't very thrashing.
But they're so ridiculous, and like they come up and they like get sassy with the breakdancers, you know, like
fucking great.
They're such punks, man. Yeah. They're like, we're cool and we're fucking great. We're gonna pick on this breakdancer. So good.
Like, that's not very breaking.
No. All right, you can stop.
No.
Never gonna stop me.
Can't stop. Won't
Can't stop.
Stop.
Won't stop. Getting Miley up in this bitch. So we realize we've entered the Dagger territory. Corey doesn't care. He struts his stuff, bro, and he wows the Dagger crowd, right, mm-hmm. man? We're drawing the lines here. Some Valley bro.
I really, in this introduction scene, I really love this is how I'm going to establish some dominance. Like, as the Daggers are, like, skating through the alleys or whatever, like a semi-truck comes and blocks the way.
Yeah.
So homeboy just skates up to the truck, flips off of it.
Right.
And then, like, rallies the troops to skate around while the driver inside is like, oh, you fucking kids.
You goddamn kids, quit skateboarding in the streets.
Show them what kind of badasses we are. Yeah. Fucking Daggers.
Again, everything they do in this movie to prove that they are the dominant badasses is just the most stupid shit.
It's so limp dick. It's so funny.
It is. It really, really is. So, after Corey struts his fucking stuff, he spots the hot blonde chick in the crowd who doesn't look like the rest of the Daggers, right? And their looks back and forth, so ridiculous. And then the look of sorrow on Brolin's face after she leaves without talking to her, fucking break your heart.
That's acting.
It's so sorrowful.
That's acting, like, bro.
It's so, a lot of this movie is just skating and looks back and forth.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
Yep.
That's all it is, right? But we find out that this blonde is the sister of the head dagger, right? He's the head guy.
Yep.
What's his face? Tommy?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, it's Romeo and Juliet. They're in two different groups. Oh, no.
I may or may not have in high school English when we were getting into Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet. I'm like, oh, this is basically thrashing.
I mean.
I have it on VHS. Can we bring in thrashing?
If you'll just let me bring it in, like, I'll show you.
So we would add, like, we had to do not a paper, but we had to, like, you know, bring examples of things that were influenced by, like, oh, this is like a different version of
right.
this is Hamlet.
This is something right.
And I
right.
legitimately wanted to bring in thrashing and just watch the whole movie. That was going to be my report. Like, let's just watch thrashing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
It's the story.
Yep.
Nobody
it
dies,
it
but it is technically yeah. is.
Yep.
Or West Side Story. It's more flamboyant, like West Side Story.
Right. Yeah.
More, you know,
with a Shakespeare twist.
Mm hmm. So anyways, his face is very distraught, but we're going to run into her later. Don't worry. And when we go to this was the thrash bash.
Right?
We go to the fucking thrash bash. And this is my favorite look, I think, ever. This is amazing. He's worried about his look and he gets ready. And what does he wear? Let's talk about what he wears to the thrash bash. This Valley bro wears jeans
mm-hmm.
and a white t-shirt, a white button up, unbuttoned, showing off that tan.
Yeah.
And then over top of that, since maybe having your shirt unbuttoned might make you cool, you know, like a little cool, a little chilly, we'll put a red jacket over top of that. And that is the look.
Would fucking rock that look today.
Dude.
If I had abs.
I think everybody who has abs mm-hmm. should wear that outfit. Let me tell you what. It was amazing. He had his hair was perfect. His tan was popping. Like, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And when we were like, I mentioned this movie to you like a couple weeks ago, and I was trying to put the spin, like the sell on it for you. I'm like, no, we gotta check this out. I'm like, it's got young ass Josh Brolin. Oh, and he wears like the most amazing fucking outfit. Like, I described that outfit to you, and I told you that I would rock that look, and you looked it up on Google, and you're like, oh my god, like you wouldn't wear that. I'm like, if I had abs, fuck yeah, I would. Also, if I was built like that, I would be a fucking supervillain. I would be an absolute monster.
Think about what Jack said earlier about knowing just the basics of skateboarding and yet felt that he had enough cred to put his skateboard on his belt.
Right.
Loop, right. Do you see what I mean? Like that's Jack Spade in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
Right. So if you had everything at your disposal, you would be a menace.
I would be, yeah.
You would just be a menace.
I would be pure ego.
You
like off the fucking
you
charts.
You would. You totally would. It would be a mess.
So messy.
We wouldn't be friends, probably.
No.
It would just be a weird world for all of us.
Everyone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you think Kanye is unhinged, holy shit.
Kanye got shit on Jack Spade.
No. If I am staying ugly and pudgy for y'all. For the betterment of this society.
You're not ugly and pudgy.
Beg to differ on that note, but
Well, we'll just agree to disagree. But
yes, if you were
any better than what you are,
yeah. If I was built like Josh Brolin and thrashing,
oh,
I would exclusively own that outfit.
You would.
If you would open my wardrobe closet, it would just be that white shirt.
Shirts, I would, white jackets.
I would remove the buttons to take away the temptation.
We ain't covering up.
No. Mm-mm. And you can't give me that no shirt, no shoes bullshit because I got a shirt.
I got it on.
And just check out these abs. Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah. That's exactly what it would be like.
Glistening in the Alabama sun.
Oh.
I would be a monster.
My God. Yes. It would be terrible for all involved.
It would be so thrashing, I would even have the thrashing belly rocker tattoo.
Oh my God. Would you have the belly tat?
Mm-hmm. I'd have to figure out how to go over the contour of my 8-pack. Because six pack just ain't good enough.
Do you see how he's already a dick about a hypothetical self?
Right?
Right?
I can't even have a hypothetical six pack. I got to make it an eight.
Oh, you're a fucking mess, dude.
I know.
You're a fucking mess.
I know.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. So they go to the Thrash Bash, and it's this club whatever, but they skateboard on the dance floor, which I was like, this is a hazard, bro.
Fuck yeah, it's awesome.
This is a hazard. And then also at this Thrash Bash, this is when I texted you the other night when I was watching it. So they have these kids here. They're fucking skateboarding and thrashing out, right? Then there's an MC on stage who has a full-blown tux on.
Hell yeah.
Because, I mean, why would you not?
I really.
And then he announces a band on stage. And it's the Red Hot fucking Chili Peppers.
I purposely told you nothing about that so that you would have a reaction. I didn't know what kind of reaction. I don't know where you stand on the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Where I stand is this. I was like, wow, the song they played is better than the last 20 songs they put out that all sound the same.
Oh, hot take. All right. Very good.
Is that a hot take?
I don't know. Maybe. It was a jam.
I respect the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I feel like everything they've done sounds the same.
I mean,
they're that bad.
You're not wrong.
I'm
also
not
that
wrong.
Was like that was
back in the day, that Red was, Hot
yeah,
Chili
like
Peppers.
Like Hillel was still alive.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
Anthony Keaton, didn't he have blonde hair in it? Like, they were still doing that weird, wacky shit, which they do. But I mean
they
like,
do now, but
I
now
mean,
they're
they
old.
Do, but now they're old. They don't do it as thrashingly. But
that was actually the sequel.
Thrashing and thrashingly.
Yeah. Still thrashing.
Yeah. Was one of them's wearing, was it Flea that was wearing the fucking helmet? Like, it was just odd.
Yeah.
And it was great.
You were so good.
That's how all good bands start, man. Mm-hmm. They're just odd and weird. And I was like, I'm in for it. Yep. I like it.
Fuck yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So yeah, I was like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I texted you. I was like, wow, this movie has everything. It has everything. So yeah, they are on the stage and they're being all weird and shit. Then we go back to Corey and the babe and the blonde babe. And so they decide, let's get out of here. So they get out of the club and then he like she shows that she knows how to skate a little bit. And then they go to a fair and we have this fantastic date montage to some music.
This movie has a couple great montages.
There are several montages in this movie.
I love a fucking montage.
I don't hate a montage. Mm-hmm. Like, get what you need to get and let's get out of here. Let's
give
get
me
to
especially
meet.
In the 80s because you always got an amazing 80s song.
Right.
To go with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This movie had great 80s music underneath some 80s montages.
Yeah.
That
one of my favorite moments in this montage, this particular montage, is when they're walking around town and they walk past a sign that just says casual sex. And Brolin just kind of like shoots her over like, meh, meh.
She's like, no, Sally. Like, she's just like, no, like brushes it off. And I'm like, you want it, you whore.
That's not very thrashing.
He's wearing a white button up with a red jacket. You want it. We all do. So they do that. They hit the highlights. And then finally she gets home, but it's at daylight. She does the walk of shame.
Yep.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Sometimes on a skateboard.
Sometimes we roll in on a skateboard at dawn. It's fine. It's thrashing. So
it sure is.
She gets home at daylight and her brother, Tommy, the dagger, who I thought was oddly close to her at times. Like they had an odd.
It was, yeah.
Like
it
I
was...
don't know if they're half brother and sister or what exactly the deal is, but she lives in Indiana. They're brother and sister, but she lives in Indiana, and she goes to visit him during the summers.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
The way that they played off each other was like the kind of brother and sister that you see in the porno vids now.
Sure.
Like step-bro, step-sis porn. Very popular right now.
Sibling thrash.
Yeah, sibling thrash. Thrash or gash, nobody rides for free.
And there it is. especially at the beginning, you know, when he's trying to figure out, that scene where he's trying to figure out which earring to wear.
Oh, my God.
Like the one long earring that used to be a thing back in the day. And she's like standing behind him and like trying to figure out. I was like, this is close. Like, I don't have siblings, but I was like, this is close.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that y'all fucked, but you might have watched each other just, like, tug one off.
That was such a violent description for siblings. It was not violent, but it was. It made me uncomfortable.
I mean, their performances
but
made me uncomfortable.
But I don't believe you're wrong. That's what made it uncomfortable.
I think she had more lust for her eyes in this movie for that dude than Josh Brolin.
At times, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There was something sexually charged between the two of them.
Like, what are they doing in Indiana?
Right.
Like, clearly not thrashing.
It's not just growing corn.
No.
No. So, the brother isn't happy. And he's mad because he's like, you come down here, you hang with the daggers, that's it. You can only hang with your own kind, or you just go back the fuck home.
Yep.
Right? So we do then our big pool competition where they're skating an empty pool, right? That was the big thing. And like Corey fucking kills it. We get the camera on the skateboard shots, big fan. But then the daggers, is it nails? That they throw down?
No, it was jacks.
Jacks. I thought that at first, but I did not have my glasses on, and I wasn't quite sure. I never could get a clear look.
Like, I'm sure they were plentiful in the 80s, but where the fuck do you even find a jack nowadays?
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. I mean, that is some white people shit.
I love how you asked that question. I immediately knew the answer, and you immediately knew I was correct.
Yeah.
Because it is some white people shit. Because
that is some white ass. Hey, where do you keep your ball and jacks? Oh, they're over on aisle 4 next to the paddle ball.
Let me tell you something. I'll fucking buy out a Cracker Barrel if I had the money. I fucking love a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't like it?
Like, is it the food or
the
general store next to it?
Okay. It's everything. Okay. You walk into a nice general store, it's fucking great. You can play checkers right there on this barrel.
I mean, you can.
You can.
And that one triangle game with the pegs, what do you call that?
Love it.
Yeah.
Don't remember.
I don't know.
Triangle
what the name
game,
is.
That's all I call it.
Triangle game.
Yep. How many pegs have you had, the least amount of pegs you ever had left?
One. I can clear it out.
You got it cleared out? Mm-hmm. I had a man teach me one time at a Cracker Barrel once.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I only get down to two.
Oh, man.
Is that ignoramus or is that three?
I think
Pretty Good 2, and then like number if you leave 3, you're ignoramus.
Probably.
Or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to thrashing. Fucking love a Cracker Barrel. So they throw jacks, and then Corey falls, and oh, the poor baby, it's so dramatic. He scrapes his back, and then he has that injury, but he meets the owner of Smash Skates, which is a great name for a skating company.
Right.
Right. And he signs skateboarders, and he gives, like, he's known about Corey. He gives him a tour of the factory, and he's wearing, again, the white shirt and the red jacket combo. He wears that for a couple of days out there. And then we skate a bunch more, and we montage. And at one point, they, like, hop over a homeless guy, which makes me think of that episode of South Park when Cartman tries to jump over the homeless people, which was super funny to me. So after skating, Corey calls Chrissy, the girl. I finally learned her name.
On a payphone.
On a fucking payphone.
Sign of the times.
Damn it. So he calls Chrissy, but the brother answers, and he threatens like to kill him if he doesn't stay away. You stay away from my sister.
She's mine, fucker.
Who I possibly finger at times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it doesn't matter because he just goes to visit her at her brother's house. Which the house, like, they're just fucking wild animals. There's graffiti everywhere on the walls in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a fucking mess. They're just, like, thrashing around, breaking shit.
That's a total skater house.
It's a total skater house. And I'm like, how? I've worked for so long, multiple hours. I can't afford a home, but these motherfuckers have a home to just trash.
Well, it was also in the 80s when homes cost like $30.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but that's...
Oh, no, I eat too much avocado!
Their collective skateboards probably cost more than that house, realistically.
Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit, though?
Ain't that some fucking shit?
Yeah.
Anyways,
man,
fucking...
Like, what do skater gangs now do? Like, they're all split in like a two-bedroom. But it's not thrashing.
It's hard times.
Hard times.
There's like minimum thrash.
God damn.
God damn.
They like skater gangs, like 5-6 of them, like 2-3 to a room. Mm. You know, they can't trash it because they got to, you know, make the deposit back.
Exactly. They'll never get their deposit back.
No. That is not thrashing.
Man, the 2000s are not times to thrash.
No.
R.I.P. to the thrash. Oof. So, anyways, they go on a date, and he gives her his necklace that he made in art class or whatever. It's a skateboard on a rope, right? Then they have to leave early at the diner because some daggers come in, so they go back to the love shack, the fucking camper.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then...
If you can crush ass in a camper behind someone's house, you can get it anywhere. I mean, also, probably helps if you look like Josh Brolin.
If you look like Josh Brolin, like, you know, take me to a tent. I don't fucking care.
It could even be one on display at an Academy store.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Just make it fast.
Yup.
Security will come.
And so will I.
I was getting there. But you got there first.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor. It's an analogy. Hey. So then we fucking have this fucking bang montage. I felt awkward, and I don't know why. Like, I was like, I think they're supposed to be kids still in school because they still have summers. So I'm like, this is awkward. Like, and it's like, it was just a lot. Like, it was a lot. We have a lot of taking off of clothes and just like, I'm like, you're too young to be doing this.
You know, when I would rent this all the time, that was one of those like, yeah, make sure the parents aren't around.
Right.
Because that was always awkward when that shit happened.
Right. But I just felt like it was a lot. It was gratuitous.
You thought it was a bit much?
Like, these are young people. And I'm like, they're not... You're doing, like, really, really advanced stuff for, like, the age you are. You know what I mean? Like, it's very sensual and shit. And I'm like, that's not where your head's at that age.
In the 80s, yeah. Like,
maybe they matured differently in the 80s. I don't know.
They're all about fucking at an early age.
Whatever. But I was like, it was a little awkward for me. I was like, I need this to end. I don't know what it was. I think it was just the way it was shot.
Look at prude Lily.
I don't mean
here.
To be a prude. I'm not usually, but I was just like, this is. Just, I think it was the way it was shot and the music. I was like, we've lingered here too long. So, anyways,
director probably just sitting back, like has his shirt lifted up a little bit, just like fingering his belly button. Yeah,
gross.
Make it a little slower.
Yeah.
Just like taking Brolin's red shirt and just smelling it. No, you're doing good. Keep going.
Places it over his lap.
Can we get a cut here? Keep going.
Has somebody missed him with more sweat?
Take a drag off a cigarette. This is going to be my Schindler's List. Gonna win an Academy Award from this camper. Keep fucking her, Brolin.
Keep fucking her, Brolin.
And well, he's got like one leg that's just like on the skateboard, and he's just like rolling it back and forth.
That's how that should have ended. The camera should have panned down his leg to the skateboard that was moving.
Fuck yeah.
And then that would have been the end of the scene. That would have been so fucking thrashing.
That is, yeah.
Oh my god.
That's what separates a movie. From art.
That would have been your thrash bash right there.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah. Oh, fucking A. So that happens. And then the brother, I think it's the brother or some of the daggers catch Corey bringing her back. So now we go wild in the fucking streets. We're chasing after him. And then, like, we keep going. We eventually skate down a parking deck. And then
which is awesome fun, by the way.
I bet that would be. Did you skateboard or rollerblade?
Both.
Oh.
Because that was only the only thing place to incline on in a place like Fargo. We didn't have
wasn't
like
covered in snow.
Well, I mean, even when it was, there wasn't a lot of bumpy terrain in Fargo. There wasn't like cool places to skate in.
But you hit like one pebble.
Oh, yeah.
You're gone.
100%.
You're fucking gone.
Yeah. You can get better wheels that are kind of meant for that. Like, you can get wheels meant for rougher terrain. You can get wheels meant for smoother terrain. You can get wheels to go fast. You can get wheels to, you know, there's like science behind this shit.
See, that's way too advanced for me.
But yeah, we had like a 3 or 4 story parking garage, a couple of them in town, and we would just go there. And of course, they were routinely paroled by the popo. They're trying to stop our thrash. But we were quicker than that.
Damn it. You were thrashing fast.
Yeah. You really only got like 1 or 2 trips down the parking garage before the cops showed up. And you're just
what
like,
are you hurting?
Right?
You know, leave him alone. Anyways, we skate down the parking deck. We get away. Our boy gets on the bus. And the daggers, eventually the bus stops again. The daggers come in. They look for him. They can't find him. And our boy is hiding on the roof with his skateboard.
Clever.
How did he get up there? I guess there's an escape hatch. I didn't see it.
Have you seen the abs on that boy?
It doesn't matter.
I'm guessing he can do a pull-up, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but like, I didn't see a door to get onto the roof.
You can like climb out a window.
Oh, you could, I guess, get up there.
You know, like,
sure.
Out the back door, I'm sure.
Yeah, but they came from the back. I didn't understand the physics of that one. But you know what? Why question it?
At this point, yeah.
At this point, why would I question it? Sorry, I'm being Lily for like a second. So he hides there, which is brilliant. And then the daggers, in retaliation, they burn the ramp or the half pipe that they made at the beginning.
That's fucked up.
That's like punching somebody's dog. That is fucked up.
And in literally every skateboarding movie, mm-hmm. a half pipe gets burned.
Oh,
like that's the
trope.
Yeah, that's the trope. That's the ultimate. Like, oh, okay, you want to play? You want to play? I'll burn your fucking ramp down.
I'm gonna burn your flammable ramp.
Yep. There it is. Like every skate, you can set your clock. Be like, oh, there's a nice half pipe. It would be a shame if someone burned it.
R.I.P. to a real one.
Oof.
Damn.
That shit ablaze.
Set it ablaze. So we burn the ramp, or we burn the half pipe. Now we have a confrontation with Monk the Punk.
Yeah.
Which I wish I did, but I don't hate.
Right?
You know? And then Corey shows up. And he's about to fight, but Chrissy stops him and Tommy from fighting and said, so instead they're going to joust it out, bruh. Uh-huh. They're going to joust, bruh. So Chrissy tries to stop Corey from going, and she's like, what if you get hurt? You'll never go pro. Oh, I'm banking on your pro money. I'm going to have a baby.
Oh, shit.
And use your pro money.
Get a little,
right?
Little
Does that not how that story goes?
Yeah, get you know, as soon as baby's born, him his little baby skateboard, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. One of the crew will show up with that. Yeah. Mm,
ridiculous. So we paint our faces and then we go joust.
As you do.
As you would. And here's where Chrissy has to pick a side.
Remember when they did this in Jackass? Like they basically paid homage to this in Jackass.
Oh my God, they did.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, holy fucking shit.
Because you know them boys love this movie.
I'm sure they had to, mm-hmm. for sure. Holy shit. I didn't even think of that. I want to go back and see if, like Bam would be the open-chested guy to wear, like, a white shirt and a red jacket.
Oh, for sure.
I wonder if he ever wore that. I'm sure he did.
I could see that being a Knoxville jam, too.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So they,
I was wondering if you were going to pick up on that.
I know
you got some Jackass love, and a few times in this podcast, you'd be like, oh, that's where they did the thing.
Right. Yeah. No, I missed that.
It's been
a long time since I've seen a lot of that, but no, I totally forgot about that. So you brought it up.
That's fair.
Fucking A. Does anybody know where you can stream Jackass the show?
Is it, doesn't Paramount have it?
Do they?
I thought they had the,
oh my God,
movie.
I just got a friend's password for Paramount.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck. Oh man, if the original show's on there, holy shit. All right, anyways, let's get back to thrashing. So, Chrissy has to pick a side. You're either with us or against us, so they put her in a leather jacket, and she's apparently with the daggers now, right? Uh-uh. So we come to battle. There's fire. There's maniacal laughter. And what happens is they're like, what are they in? Like a like a drain, not a drain, but like a
Flood control ditch.
Yeah,
that like they've got those like for the 3 times a year it rains in California.
Right. So they basically they're on either side, and then they skate towards each other, and they have like a nunchuck with like a bag on the end of it that they
like
fucking hit each other with. What's it called?
A mace.
That's a mace?
Yeah.
Don't know anything. I don't know anything about anything. Huh. I didn't know that was a real weapon. I thought that was a homemade weapon.
Oh, yeah. They're called maces.
Oh yeah. It's homemade. It's not just for spraying criminals in the face. It's an actual weapon.
God damn.
Bitch.
I'm sorry I know things.
You should be.
I am.
So they swing it at each other, and the goal is to hit the other person and knock them off their skateboard. That's what jousting is, right? And it's so ridiculous, but I am enthralled in the whole thing, right? And then eventually we get Tommy and Corey get off the boards, and then they start fighting each other. And the choreography, not the best.
Nah.
We did not spend a lot of money on the fight choreography.
Nah, we don't got the guys from The Raid doing this one. Check out a review of that movie, though, at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. Ding.
God damn, I love the ding. So we go through this fight, and then Corey does the ultimate. He pulls that motherfucker's earring out of his ear.
Oof. That was reason number two why I never was an earring kid.
Mm-hmm.
Reason number one. Don't pull off an earring. I don't think it's a good look for a dude, especially me.
Thank you for bringing this up. I don't care for earrings on dudes either.
Okay.
Not a big fan of it, to be honest. I don't care for earrings on a dude. Now, I will say our buddy Cassio will break them out every now and then. And I'm like, you're cool enough to do it.
Right.
I'll let him have that.
Yeah.
But I don't like other or those gauges or anything like that. I'm not a fan.
No, not a fan. You know, of course, as like when you're growing up, you experiment with like different styles and things like that.
Did you try an earring?
In a roundabout way, yes. Like I never ever committed to having anything pierced. The closest I ever got, like there was a brief moment in the late 90s, early 2000s when the eyebrow ring was cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, I could pull that. I could have. Pulled that off,
mm-hmm.
but like nothing else, right?
Yeah.
But I never dabbled. But one of my friends showed up one time, and he had like it wasn't like super dangly like the one Tommy had in this movie, mm-hmm. but it was like a little bit of a hang downer, of an earring. And I was like, really, bro? And he's just like, oh no, check it out. And he like popped it off. It was magnetic. I'm like. Come on. He's like, I'm trying it out.
Right.
I was like, all right, fine. Hand that over.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so of course, since there was no commitment.
Sure.
Popped it on. I was just like, yeah, nope. Here, mm-mm. Take this back.
Yeah. No.
Had a girlfriend one time that bought me like a gold chain, like gold necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you look so much better with this. I'm like, I don't know. Like I put it on.
You can't be gold chain guy? I'm surprised.
No, I can't. No.
Really?
Nope.
I feel like you could pull that off.
I'm a tattoo, not a jewelry guy.
Well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like anything other than a stud earring. Like a that one that doesn't dangle.
Right.
Like a diamond stud or whatever that. If I put on hoops, like I feel like as a gal, you're supposed to have a pair of hoop earrings, and I've tried every size of hoop. I just look like a pirate. it just looks ridiculous
on
me.
That's because you only wear one.
No.
If you put a second one in.
Maybe it's how my hair hangs. It's covering up one of them, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Nope, can't do it.
Can't do it. Huh?
I don't like a dangly earring. And I'm like, I don't want my earlobes to stretch. look at older women. Look at older women who wear dangly. It pulls down on their earlobes, and I don't like it.
I mean, eventually gravity catches us all.
I know that, but I don't want to give it any help.
Okay, fair.
You know? I don't want any more sag. I don't want any sag on my earlobe.
All right.
Leave my lobes perky. I want my lobes to stay perky.
God damn. Your Tinder profile is just your earlobe. God damn, that's a fucking perky earlobe. Swipe right. That earlobe is thrashing.
I'm loud, but I have perky earlobes. These earlobes be perking.
Fuck. God damn it.
So dumb.
Oh,
Anyway. So we fight until Corey gets his arm broke, son.
Oh, fuck. Does
We're
he
not
ever.
Playing around anymore. He gets his arm broke. Oh, and then the cops come and the crowd has to disperse. And in the middle of that, our lovebirds can't get to one another. Mm. Chrissy leaves. She's dragged away. She leaves with the daggers. Then eventually Corey and Chrissy get in a fight because she wasn't there for him after he got hurt and the police came.
I mean, it's true.
I also love that he hurt his arm. He broke his arm, but he couldn't walk.
Yeah,
he
right?
couldn't get up. You know what I mean?
I mean, that shit hurts so bad.
I mean, I've never broken a bone, so I don't know. But it's I can not, only imagine.
Not a good time.
I feel like you'd have to knock me the fuck out.
Like when I broke my hand, here's how fucking dumb I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke my hand the first time.
Yeah.
And got a cast on. Any mm-hmm. guesses on the color?
Was it black or lime green?
It was lime green, actually.
Yeah.
It was lime. It was totally neon
Get
green.
Get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was thrashing. I was of the opinion that like, ooh, now my hand is protected. I can still get on my skateboard.
Well, that's what he did here.
I mean, that's what he did here.
You,
yeah.
Did you duct tape it up first?
No.
There was where you went wrong.
That's where I fucked up.
You're supposed to duct tape it up like yeah. he does in the movie.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's like, and again, keep in mind, not even good at, like at tricks and shit.
Right.
You know, not a great fucking skateboarder. Still wanted to get on with a broken hand.
Did you have pins in your hand?
No.
No?
No, they just had to set it and then.
Oh. I had a classmate who was like one of my best buds. And okay, so in high school, like all of a sudden, a girl in a grade above us became a lesbian.
Oh.
And so then like.
But that was the talk of the school.
Oh my God. Then like every gal came out as a lesbian at that point.
That's just the end
like,
thing
that,
to do.
Like that girl got so much fucking ass. It's ridiculous. And
didn't
so,
you only go to school with like 12 people?
I know. It was so weird. And so like, if it was just a brief time, like everyone's like, oh, I'm going to be a lesbian for a week. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So anyways, my buddy's girlfriend decided to be one of them bitches.
Okay.
And he got mad and he punched a door and he broke his hand so bad. He had three pins that came out. And so then she hated me because he would come to me and I would have to clean the pins every day. And she would be like, that fucking bitch is cleaning my boyfriend's pins. I'm like, you're a lesbian now. Like, what the fuck's happening?
Wow.
Yeah. It was wild. It was wild times. Galesville.
Jesus.
Galesville High School.
Was that the year you got Homecoming Queen?
If it was not, it would have been around that time.
Because I mean that all makes sense now because why you're so popular, you're just out here polishing pins.
I was a pin polisher for sure, man.
Everyone
like,
else?
I got more shit for that. I'm yeah. like, you banged a girl.
You were the one hetero girl in your school of 12 by default.
That bitch didn't become a lesbian like the rest of us.
Vote her in.
A fucking whore.
God bless.
That dick chasing whore. I'm like, I have a peroxide, ma'am. I'm cleaning a wound. The wildest shit. But those pins in his hand were it was the wildest fucking thing to me. He was like in a cast and this.
No, I got off pretty light. I broke the bone in like the top of my hand, like the what do they call it? Like the growth plate or something.
Sure,
something like whatever.
I don't know things.
But yeah, like I just landed really hard on the top of my hand, and luckily, like I didn't land on my wrist and then put the weight on it and break the wrist because I did have a buddy that I went to school with that broke his wrist, and he had to be in a cast all the way up to like his bicep.
Oh damn!
Because like if you move your hand at the elbow, apparently like it moves something in your wrist, and when it's broken, that's a no-no.
It's all connected.
Yeah, and so like he was in like just basically like the full on
wow.
up to the bicep cast for like fucking couple months.
Redonkulous.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I was this again. This like paints me out to be the dickhead that I am. I was kind of jealous because he had more space to sign autographs on his cast because he had more cast.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of signatures on your cast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there was quite a few on there.
Okay. Nice. Had more area to sign. Ridiculous.
Right. I'm such a piece of shit.
It's kinda.
And I didn't even have abs back then. I don't have abs now. I've never had abs. So I've only been like a half a monster.
You just act like it.
Yeah.
So fucking funny to me. So Let's see. So they have their little fight. Chrissy decides she's going to leave and go back to Indiana the next morning, and her brother takes her. But we go through another montage, I think, again, and she gets down the road, and she realizes she should go back.
Yeah, this is the hitchhiking montage.
And so she hitchhikes. A beautiful blonde gal just decides to hitchhike it down the road. She does the quintessential, pulls her leg out.
Yeah,
she gets in with a trucker. Like, she gets... No, that wasn't the El Camino. I think Corey gets in an El Camino at one point. But, like, you know, it's so unsafe. But she,
at least they, and I don't know if this was on purpose or whatever, the truck that she does eventually get into is driven by, like, a nice old lady.
Right.
So it's not like she got in with some, like, you know, methed out
very
trucker that's been on the road for 6 days. It's just looking to rape.
Right. looking to thrash.
Have you looking to unconsensual thrash? That one get you?
That's really funny. It shouldn't be, but it's funny. Oh,
we find you guilty of
we find you guilty, sir, of unconsensual thrash. That's really fucking funny. I really wish that was the term for it. It would make that subject so much lighter.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think that's the point.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
I don't think we need to sugarcoat that. If anything, we need to make it more graphic and unsettling so that when people talk about it, they actually like, oh, my God, yeah, we need to address this situation and not make fun of it like assholes on a podcast. I say as someone who, for 129 episodes, have made fun of that topic at least 72 times.
I mean, if you did 72, I at least did 75.
Right.
Whatever. Anyway, so she comes back while Corey learns how to skate with one arm. And he does that by, also, he duct tapes his fingers. I'm like, oh, that's smart. Mm-hmm. So you don't scrape them up. And I assume that's what he did that for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even as someone with my novice fucking level of skateboarding, when you fall off that skateboard and you get some road rash
on fucking pavement,
on the fingers, on the fucking knees, the elbows, not fun. Not fun.
Right. Mm-mm. So
plus it just looked cool.
True, it
fucking
does.
Duct taped up fingertips.
Yeah, yeah. And he duct taped up like his cast, like the opening of his cast, you know, or beginning of his cast or whatever. So then we get to competition day. It's the L.A. Massacre, where it's a race downhill.
Fucking 20 miles.
Dude, that windy ass. What is that? What do they call that road? Whatever the fuck it is. Maybe it's not that. Pacific Coast Highway. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know if it's attached to that.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah, yep.
But it's windy like that. If you know what I'm talking about, that's what it kind of looks like, right?
It's like pretty much, I think it's probably the same windy California road they show every time when it's like, hey, this is like a windy California road.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's the one.
That's it.
Just like every movie where you have cars going through a tunnel, it's the same tunnel in California.
Correct.
Like that scene in Back to the Future where he's like riding on the back of the... of Biff's car. It's the mm-hmm. It's the tunnel from Roger Rabbit. It's the tunnel from Transformers. It's the same fucking tunnel.
It's the tunnel.
Yep.
So we start this race. We're going downhill. Dudes are wiping out. That's where you get a lot of those shooting off the board shots. I love the guy yep. that shoots off and he gets tangled in the tree. That was probably my favorite wipeout. And we're going until Corey and Tommy get neck and neck and they're like going back and forth with each other. Like one's ahead, then the other's ahead. It's riveting. It truly is. Even though you know how it's going to end, it's truly riveting. And then Tommy, we get up to speed. Tommy wipes the fuck out. He can't take it, bro.
Nah.
And Corey wins. He gets clocked in at 63 miles per hour.
Also, the fucking coup de grace on this fucking race is that the finish line is a fucking ramp.
Yeah.
Because you got to get some vert.
Yep.
Get some wicked air, bro.
That was it. And everybody fucking cheers. We have our Rudy moment. He's on everybody's shoulders. Oh, and then guess who comes up? Smash Skates guy. And he signs him. You're signed, and I'm going to swindle all your money, but we'll get to that on a different episode.
Yeah, that'll be the sequel.
Thrashing. And the S is a dollar sign?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. God damn it. Corey goes corporate and he buttons the shirt up.
All his- you know, he's like in the mirror and he's like questioning his life and he was like, and he just slowly yep. buttons it as a tear falls.
And then he walks out of the house mm-hmm. and his boys show up and they're still thrashing mm-hmm. and they see him and they're like, you sold out, bro. You sold out.
I grew up, man. I had to grow up, take some responsibility, go to work.
You want to buy my new skateboard?
And then at the end, he's like, by God, I will button my shirt, but I will never tuck it in. And then he like rips it open.
Or there's like, he's having like a real heated moment mm-hmm. with his boy. And like he, Corey starts to realize that he's wrong.
Right.
And he's like, oh my God, I've seen the error in my ways. And he gives him like the look and he just puts the hands down and the buddy rips it open.
Yes,
and then hands him the red vest.
Thrashing
USA.
Yeah.
And like I'm in the theater like, yeah, standing applauding, fucking like taking my skateboard off my belt loop. I'm like, yeah, just waving it in the air. I'm like, fucking thrashing. I knew you'd come back, Corey. I knew you wouldn't sell out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We just wrote Thrashing 2.
You just wrote Thrashing 2? We got to get in on this shit.
Oh, my God. They're doing, like, all these legacy movies now. I want a Thrashing legacy. I need to know what Corey Webster is up to at 55.
Right. Come on, Brolin.
Yeah.
Come on, fucking Brolin.
Oh, my God. I bet he'd be down for it.
I think he would. Yeah. I think he's got enough money he could. You know? It wouldn't hurt him.
No. He's fine. No,
he's fine.
I mean, the dude was Thanos.
He was Thanos.
He could do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. He'd probably have like a little Easter egg. He'd probably have Thanos on his skateboard.
Deadpool would definitely be in the movie.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100.
So he gets signed. He gets his girl Chrissy back. And more importantly,
yeah,
he earns Tommy's respect. That got a little insane out there. Your boy's crazy when he skates.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah, he is, bro. And then that is the end of Thrashing.
Fucking Thrashing.
Fucking Thrashing.
Oh, I am so delighted that you were delighted by this shitty good movie.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much. It's so ridiculous.
Do you enjoy it enough to give the Warriors a second try?
No.
God damn it.
Because the Warriors tries to be serious. They try to be serious, right? We're not dealing with kids on skateboards. We're dealing with grown-ass adults. Who paint their faces and swing baseball bats.
All right, that's fair.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't do it.
You know what? I'll take this W. Like, this is a win. This is a win for me. I'll take this one.
Sure. Make it about you, you menace.
I always do.
I know.
Yeah, fuck. I'm glad you. I legit thought that this would have been a much different day. I was preparing for.
I'm telling you, it had all the components of me not liking this, but somehow I guess it was in a good mood.
Was it the Brolin factor? Do you think?
I don't think it was just the Brolin factor. I mean, that definitely helped, but like I don't even think like Brolin looked cool and everything. But I think it was just the skateboarding. I was like, whoa, look at all those skateboarders! Like they're so cool, and it was just so absurd. It was just so tropey of a movie and so campy. I was just like, this is perfect.
All right,
this is like. It just was all expected. It was great.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you dug it.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to eventually down the road seeing if you like the BMX version called Rad.
Can't wait.
I know. We'll probably like wait until we're in the 200s.
Sure.
To get to that one.
Yeah. Put some space in between these two.
I was never much of like a BMX kid though. I never was like a dirt biker. I mean, I had a bike.
Right.
But it was like that would never really appeal to me. So it's like.
Motocross, I thought was so cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you did that like Nitro Circus shit?
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I suppose that is like, I mean, I know that shit's popular everywhere, but I feel that's like that is a super Florida thing. Like Florida people love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We like our four-wheelers and motor and bikes and stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. I never had a bike, but a four-wheeler I did, but not a bike.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any... like four-wheeler movies. I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there's
some dirt bike movies too from the 80s. I'm sure we covered it all.
There was it BMX or motocross? I think it was motocross. It was like not a Disney movie, but it was like one of those where the girl pretended that she was a boy because she wanted to be in the motocross. Like you're a blonde girl. You can't ride a bike. They've
done a couple of movies like that. There was one where she was like on the soccer team.
That was
like Amanda Bynes, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was soccer. But this one was like a, I feel like it was like a Disney Channel movie, like one of those, the network that played all the time. Like Luck of the Irish or Smart House or what, like those fucking movies. Was my jam back in the day. And like, I was like, wow, she's so cool. She's racing motorbikes. Nobody knows it's a chick, even though she's gorgeous. Nobody knows. So
everyone is dumb.
I think she painted on a mustache at one point shit. Like it was great. But, anyways, I don't know how I got on that subject.
All right, well, I mean,
but I enjoyed the fuck out of that movie. I think that was my point. I was like, motocross.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There have been all kinds of movies, you know, like I said, like skateboarding, dirt biking, like this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the roller skating version of that would have been Rollerball.
I never saw that, but Slipknot's in it, aren't they? Is that the one?
The remake. There was an original with James Caan, like, which was much better. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. James Caan was in a roller skate movie?
Yeah, but it was like an apocalyptic roller skating movie.
Legit.
It was like Mad Max with roller skates.
Okay, I ain't gonna hate on that.
All right.
Well, all right.
Adding that to the list.
Put that one on the list for one day.
Rollerball will be happening soon. but not next week because we have plans. But before we get to those plans, let's give Thrashin' some stars.
That name of that motocross movie was Motocrossed.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just letting you know.
Oh, also, there is a movie that features a lot of motorcycle play with one Mr. Vanilla Ice, and it's a movie called Cool as Ice.
Oh.
And it also has the greatest line in all of cinema.
Oh, really?
You need to drop that zero and get with this hero.
I thought it was going to be way better than that.
Oh, my God. It can't be.
I feel like it can.
Mm-mm.
No.
Give me one that's better. Exactly. Drop the zero. Get with the hero.
Have you used that line before?
Have you met me?
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a big oof on that one.
I mean, fucking whatever.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you because it's just not worth it at this point.
Oh.
But I'm going to give you a big oof.
I mean...
And a sigh of desperation.
I mean, that's fair. Give Thrashin' some stars.
It's not a good movie.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. So putting those two together, I think I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
It was a great experience.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you summed it up perfectly. It is not a good movie, but the nostalgia holds up.
And the joy.
Joy of it, the kind of unintentional or potentially intentional cheese of it.
The potential.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking shut up. Because of all it's still a fun watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that Red Hot Chili Peppers bonus in there.
God, that was great.
This is a 3.5 banger for me,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
It thrashes at 3.5.
3.5 pipes.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Nicely done. You got there.
Thank you.
but as we look on to next week, as we have done for so many weeks now, we keep this ball rolling. 129 episodes we have knocked out.
Sure.
We're getting in to the fucking Christmas season.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah. That's spelled H-O-E.
Yep.
Ho, ho, ho.
But enough about your mother.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, she is. Straight up ho, ho, hoing.
You know, I meant that as a group collective of everybody that was listening, but if you want to take it personal, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I mean, fuck her. I don't care.
Yeah. Any chance I can take a dig at my mom? Like, yeah, fuck that bitch.
Damn it. Check out our multiple episodes of Huntsville Home Video at huntsvillehomevideo.com.
Ding. I should take all of the, like, me hating on my mom and just make a super cut for Christmas.
Oh, my God. I should do that for you.
That would be fun.
God, that would be awesome.
I'd put it on an MP3 and send it to her. But she probably couldn't figure out an email. She'd probably have to borrow $20 for like a whatever.
We've had a good day.
We have had a good day. It's
been what are we doing?
It's been a fun day.
We're looking forward to the holiday season.
I fucking hate Christmas.
I hate it anyway.
Well,
but
documented.
I hate it too.
But, we knocked out some banger Christmas movies last year. A lot of Shane Black in there.
Mm-hmm.
Love a good Shane Black Christmas movie. We also, the timing is just so convenient for this one because last year we introduced you to a movie that yearly runs for 24 hours that you have never seen.
I don't want to get into this argument again.
It's not an argument. It's just a fact. Statement of
but
fact.
Just again, my reply to that is just because it's on doesn't mean I watch it.
Correct. But however, anyway, last year we introduced you to a Christmas classic in The Christmas Story.
Yes. Little Ralphie.
And now we got Big Ralphie. We got grown up Ralphie.
We do.
We got a Christmas Story sequel, which is streaming on HBO Max.
Oh my God.
And I figured, you know, you haven't seen that. I haven't seen it.
Uh-uh.
We'll go into the Christmas season.
I like this flip of format when we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I like this shit that we're doing.
Yep.
It's really innovative. It's thrashing, bro.
So maybe next week we'll come prepared. We'll have some Christmas tree cakes, some little Debbies.
Sure.
Where do you stand on an eggnog? I forget.
I can do eggnog.
Okay.
If I think about it enough, I kind of like, I shouldn't like this. But every time I drink it, I'm like, this is fine.
Would you like it in a shake?
Sure.
Because Steak and Shake's got some eggnog shakes now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll try one.
Tasty.
I'll do one.
All right. We'll just come loaded with fucking sugar.
We might as well.
We'll review the new Christmas Story sequel and get diabetes for the holidays.
Fuck yeah.
This is going to be the year.
Get the Christmas spirit. Lose a toe.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I look at my bare foot and I'm like, oh shit, is that black? Oh no, it's just a shadow. No beatus just yet.
No beatus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
No beatus toad. Just
no beatus.
Yeah. Just a shadow or like I'll brush him like, oh, it's a little speck of dirt. Yeah, here, I thought it was gone.
Thought it was a goner.
As I sip from my eggnog milkshake. Was it worth it, sir, losing something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a good eggnog milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm going to wrap this up. Go get another. So we will be back next week to review the sequel to A Christmas Story. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've watched the trailer.
Me too.
I want to watch this movie. I'm excited for this movie. Grown Up Ralphie, I don't like. It's off-putting.
Oh my God, I was just about to say the complete opposite of that.
Really?
I love Grown Up. I love him.
Okay.
I know he's older, but he's still got those eyes and those cheeks.
I think that's what does it for me.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
Because, conversely, look at like Josh Brolin, who we saw today, much younger than he obviously is now.
And, yeah.
But he still looks like Brolin, but he grew into his face
he
better.
He matured.
Yeah, he matured better.
He got a little more masculine.
Yeah.
Like, the older one still has that childish look.
Right.
Right.
And there's just something I don't know if it's like an uncanny valley type thing going on there. Like,
I get what you're saying, but I feel the exact opposite about it. I'm just like, look at his little face and his little cheeks and his little smile. I like it.
I mean, that's not going to detract me from watching and probably enjoying the film. Because, like, I still love A Christmas Story. I think it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fun movie.
Trailer looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks super like a super fun little family movie.
Yeah. I'm hoping they can recapture that magic. And we'll find out if they do next week here on Huntsville Home Video.
Let's
until next week when we're getting into the holiday spirit or at least trying to, follow us on all of our social meds. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the beloved TikTok.
At HSV Home Video.
The great and holy TikTok.
Okay, now you're going too far.
Also give a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, underboss_photography. I'm hoping Michael has some good stuff planned for the holidays, some out there, off the wall, unique Christmas photos.
Well, wow, put the man on the spot, why don't you?
I mean, I like to keep him on his game.
Well,
he appreciates the challenge.
That's the only way you improve.
Correct.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We just want the better for you.
Yep. I wish someone would want better for us. Because my God, are we drowning in a sea of mediocrity.
Obviously, they've quit caring.
Yeah. Like, just play the podcast and watch the movies and make the chuckle jokes that we like so much and stay miserable, fuckers.
Yep.
We do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Our beloved Baker's Dozen. We are very thankful for you.
Yes, absolutely.
We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Follow us. Follow Michael at Underboss Photography. And until next week, my friends, be kind and rewind. Thrashing USA. Literally been humming that song for 24 hours.
I can't believe you didn't have a skateboard on your hip when you walked in, to be honest.
I almost went out to buy one.
I feel like you would have bought one by now.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But my insurance sucks and I can't break a hip at this age.
That's so depressing.
That's not thrashing.
It's not thrashing, bruh.